From the first word, the immortal heroes and the legends of past and present.
From the genius of Gordon McClendon and Todd Storrs. From a jukebox in Omaha, a method finding its way to radio stations of millions of watts and millions of people. The free jukebox paved the way and actually created the opportunity for competitive wizardry.
Could Marconi know what a chronicle would have come to be in this, the last decade of the 20th century? Or is this what Marconi intended it to be?
Launching into the raging brainwave battles of image makers through the years. Bloor, McCoy, Palmer, Heftel, Abrams, Bennett, Pittman, Shannon, Drake, Cook, just to name a few. Each crafting a sound unique, simple, and perfect for the time.
The list is a powerful and exciting history of lessons. Rewind the great one. Rewind. Rewind.
Remember 13Q, Y100. There was George Wilson and the Bartell Group, Jim Dunlap and Lee Sherwood at WQAM Miami, in St. Louis, KXOK's Mort Crowley, Ken Dow at Cliff in Dallas, Chuck Browning at KCBQ, Charlie Van Dyke, Jay Cook in Philadelphia at WFIL, the Ron Jacobs Sound at KHJ. Remember Rick Sklar's WABC New York, the Chicago Sound of WLS and WCFL, WORFM New York, the first top 40 FM in America, teaching all the baby PDs and disc jockeys.
History was and is being made.
Wyatt, Rivers, Burns, Valley, Kingston, Cagle, Zapolian, Stacy, Michaels.
The lessons have been learned.
Brevity, formatics, imagination, focus.
The strike of lightning that has brought fantasy and reality to one. The action. The drama. The comedy, the emotion. Radio, as a super medium, has always commanded a search to conquer the real challenge, to actually enable one to see what another cannot see, but to make it possible that all can visualize in their own mind's eye. The Wizards, today's programmers, they know their sound. With all the kinds of programming, with all the sounds to mix, the craftsmen in the production room have never been so important. Is it that difficult to remember the days when the production room was just that little closet down the hall? It wouldn't be long before something phenomenal came out of the closet.
The great producers, Todd M.J. Kelly, David J. Philadelphia, J.R. Nelson, Bobby Ocean, Bumper, Mitch, and Joe Kelly.
Voices that connected. Ernie Anderson, Charlie Van Dyke, James Earl Jones. Coast to coast, the 90s are now. The Kisses, Magics, Lasers, Powers, Hots, Pirates, and Renegades. Mixers, Foxes, Buzzards, Cows, Pigs. The Q's, B's, X, Y's, and Z's. What's in a name? It's how you say it. Say it right and win the fight. The sound must contain the cinematics, the theater of the mind, to trap the perception, the top of mind position in the listener's mind's eye. Complete control to vividly express on-the-air personality and dominance. What's the difference between the radio listener of yesterday and today? Orson Welles convinced a radio audience that Martians had actually landed on the Earth. From the first word to the final word, isn't it really the war of the words?